The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to talk about all the sort of adult gifts that you might like for Christmas. And as it happens, when we were there doing the competition, I changed into my Christmas jumper. And of course, weren't Brian Lloyd and Aoife Barry taking photographs of me doing so? Because they got cameras to play with. Well, Aoife Barry, assistant news editor of thejournal.ie. Who needs a camera these days when you have all cameras on your phone?
Yeah, your camera on your phone is pretty handy. You literally, you know, I'm sure the legendary photographer is, I don't know if it's Henri Cartier-Bresson or somebody like that, said the best camera you have is the camera you have with you. So if that's your iPhone, fair enough. But if you want something that's got, you know, all the bells and whistles, everything that you could possibly have to make your, you know, photo look really, really good. If you're somebody who is a bit more than your casual kind of snapper, or if you really want to make videos, if you're into vlogging, or if you're just somebody who wants to experiment, then a camera like the Lumix GH5, which I've been testing, is the camera for you, because it's got loads and loads of buttons and loads of settings. You can really experiment with it, but it is quite heavy, so you have to be willing to carry it around with you all day too.
Wait, don't you need a certain aptitude for actually operating a camera? Because they do get very fiddly with all the buttons and the trying to work out what your aperture is and the light and the rest of it. Okay, you might get a better picture eventually once you learn how to use the camera properly than you would off your smartphone, but is it going to be significantly better to be worth all of the learning and the hassle?
Yeah, I think so, but I think that the key there is what you said about learning, you know, because what you can do is you can put it onto an auto setting basically, and it'll set everything for you. You don't have to think about things like white balance, shutter speed, aperture, etc. But if you really take time to learn them, to learn what each setting does, and it can take a while because it can be a bit confusing. I didn't have the instruction manual, so I was just figuring it out myself based on kind of what I knew already about stuff. So once you start doing that and you see the difference in your photos, and you see, oh, if I put the aperture really wide, I can get a lovely portrait, it'll look slightly blurry in the background, you know, or I can do a really good landscape shot if I do this. So if you spend the time with it, you can get a bit obsessive. You can be checking, you know, take 50 photos and see the difference in each one.
Key question is, once you've taken all those photographs, will you ever print any of them?
Yeah, that is the question. You might just put them on Facebook, or you might just, you know, email them to your auntie or whatever. But I think that somebody who's going to spend nearly $2,000 on a camera is definitely going to do something with
that
their
camera,
photos.
And we'll put pictures of it up online. Nearly two grand.
Yeah. So you're investing in a serious piece of kit. You've got a Leica lens on it. They're, I mean, German company, really classic company when it comes to making those, you know, cameras and lenses. So you're paying for a really good lens. It's about half the price for that lens with the camera.
Okay. Then
you'd use it.
Were you a photographer before we asked you to play with that?
Yeah, like I really like photography, but I use a film camera. So there's about 3 buttons on it. And so I was applying what I knew to that to this. So.
Andy O'Donnell, of course, is our regular tech expert here on The Last Word. Do you use cameras or do you just use your phone?
Oh, I use both, Matt, but I tend to bring a camera on holiday.
Yeah.
But Aoife's point about, you know, the camera that you have, I have a smartphone camera with me, whatever smartphone I'm using, I have that all the time. But I do like cameras that feel like SLRs, that feel like old-fashioned SLR cameras.
Sorry, what's SLR?
Single lens.
Oh, there you see.
All the nerds here.
Everybody knows,
Matt. Just adjusting our glasses there, yeah.
So I like the way this feels. It's also, it is heavy. I think big lens on it. The one thing about it, it's built like a tank. Absolutely built like a tank. It's splash proof, dust proof. It shoots 4K video. It'll shoot at 60 frames a second, so you get great slow motion from it. It is fantastic. It's interesting to hear what Aoife says about the dials and switches and controls. Panasonic Lumix cameras are laden with them, and I often find, and I'm not an avid photographer, but I like to use one once a year, I do find them not difficult to use, but
not intuitive.
Program mode, so attractive. It really is. But it's a fantastic camera, and it does. And the one thing I do think that Lumix produces the best quality deep image than any other of these digital single lens reflex
now,
cameras.
Now, Brian, you took a camera as well. You have a slightly cheaper model.
Yeah, this one was $799.
Hardly cheap.
No, in comparatively speaking, I suppose it's cheap. Yeah, this was the Canon EOS M6. Now, it doesn't have half the features that Aoife's camera has. It doesn't have half the kind of, I guess you could say, technology with it.
But it has more than enough all the same.
Exactly, yeah. This is it. I found it. Now, I will freely admit, I have no interest in photography whatsoever. I use this for about half a day, and then I handed it to somebody who does know photography very well, who is very, very much a professional photographer. And she loved it. She thought it was great. It's really just, you take it out of your bag, you take a picture, and you more or less get exactly what you've what you've selected. So I would say as an entry model, as you know, someone who wants to get into photography and doesn't want to drop $2,000 on a camera, I think this is, you know, it's good enough for what it is. It'll get you, you know, really crisp, really clear photos. And it won't cost you over $1,000. It'll cost you £800. So it's probably a good entry model for people who are serious about photography but don't want to drop $2,000.
And it also strikes me that a camera's not something you'd buy as a gift for somebody. It's something that you'd have to get for yourself almost,
yeah.
Because you actually have an interest in taking pictures.
Precisely, yeah. And that's my point, yeah. I mean, like, that's what I say. If it's for somebody who is a bit reticent, because, you know, like, it's like any interest, you know, that sort of way. Like, you start and you think, oh yeah, brilliant, I'm going to start taking photos now for the new year and what have you. And then, of course, you get 3 months into it and you decide, here.
One thing I would say about both of them, they both have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, very true.
So that's really useful. So when you take your snaps, there's no plugging in, no connecting, like kind of digital cameras 5-10 years ago. The other thing about Brian's camera is it's a lot lighter, light smaller, combines what we call compact cameras with some of the higher end features that we have in the Lumix. So actually I really like the EOS as well, if you're just starting with digital photography.
And I think as well, there's nothing bad about starting small, because you'll learn how things work and learn how to take a good photo, and then you'll decide, okay, I need to upgrade. So it's better to start with the cheaper ones and then upgrade than just go straight to the top of the pack.
Okay, now just for you, before we take a break, Andy, I want to ask you about virtual reality headsets. Are they were a thing for last Christmas. Have they caught on?
So I was talking to a man from the bank today whose final question was, oh, I want to get VR for my daughter. What should I get? Oh, and I want to get a cheaper one for me. What should I get? I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, VR is absolutely caught on. The Samsung VR 4, which is fantastic if you own from an S6 to an S8, is fantastic value, €139 this Christmas. But I think the big one, the PlayStation VR, Matt, which we reviewed a year ago, selling like hotcakes still.
Okay, yeah. But you actually have to have a Samsung phone to use it, don't you?
To use the Samsung VR, PlayStation, you also do need a PlayStation PS4 to plug that into, to connect to it. But they're both doing really well. Standalone VR, now I have to say, I think, you know, the mobile or the portable headsets that you get that you slot your phone into, great way to start, because, you know, you can pay 20, 30 or €100 for one, and they work really well. But VR is absolutely capturing people's imagination.
And is there a whole range of stuff now that you can do on it? Are there more and more things that you can download to use?
I mean, even the Samsung VR 4, which I've played with quite a lot, is absolutely, I mean, it's just beautiful to use. You slot your phone in, and even the lobby, you're sort of standing in this lobby, this futuristic lobby, where you look around and you select trailers or games or whatever. Even that's fantastic. I have found you do get dizzy after 20 minutes of use, which is slightly worrying, so you can't game for hours on it. But there's an incredible array of adventure games. There's the usual shoot 'em up games, and there's also a lot of fun stuff as well. There's also great film trailers that you kind of walk around the scene. Is great.
Aoife or Brian, either of you using VR?
Yeah, I'm using PlayStation VR. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it is, he's right. I mean, it's, you know, you're in it for about 20 to 25 minutes and it really does become disoriented, and especially when you take it off, like, you kind of forget where you are. And I know that kind of sounds a bit ridiculous, like that it's, you're just wearing a headset, but it is that immersive. It is that kind of, I guess you could say, just immersive. Like, you really do kind of get lost.
You're there.
You're there. And even as well, like, I mean, there's a game coming up for PlayStation VR called Skyrim, which was this massive open world role-playing game. And that's, I mean, I can't imagine what that's going to be like in VR. It's going to be incredible.
Okay, Aoife's looking mystified by this.
I've used virtual reality a couple of times. I was at a thing where you had to be a member of a family sitting around the table eating dinner, and you kind of smell the food and you were there and they were going through a big dramatic thing, but I did find it quite disorientating after a while. It was really cool.
Brian Lloyd, you've got what's called a Lumi Body Clock Active.
Yeah, essentially what this is it's sort of, I guess you could say, like an adult nightlight. In the sense of, well, that's what it is. I mean, the idea of it is that you basically set an alarm on this lamp / alarm clock, and it gradually lights up the room, giving you perfect sleep patterns, and will completely reinvigorate your life. And it even comes with a white noise generator as well, so you get the dawn chorus when the light comes on. Now, I know you're looking at me like I've got 10 heads and like, who would possibly buy this? But in a previous life, I used to do a lot of shift work. I used to work as a railway engineer, and I used to have to work during the night. And normally what happens is that you come in at 6 o'clock in the morning, then you'll sleep to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you've got the shut-out blinds. So if you're doing something like that, where you're working during the night and you sleep during the day, this is something that would be of use to you, because it does try to kind of get you into an idea of, you know, light coming into the room normally, that sort of thing. But for everybody else, I mean, anyone that works a 9-to-5 or any kind of similar kind of work is not going to have much use for it because it's kind of annoying. And plus as well, when the light thing comes on, if you have it on your bedstand, if you have it on your nightstand, the thing is going to be right in your face, like bright, like literally like a bright white light right in your face when you wake up. And you're like, if you're like me, you'll just hit it.
You'll
break
it.
And then £120. So if you get angry with it and like when the bright light is in your face and you break it, that's £120 down the down the toilet.
Aoife, you've been having a look at Fitbits and the new one, the Fitbit Ionic, which retails for how much?
For €379.
Okay.
Or £349.
Okay, hang on. So the Fitbit that I've had for the last 18 months, which I do notice to my frustration, a bit like my phone, the battery takes more constant recharging than it used to, one of these things that happens.
Yeah.
But why, when I have this, which must have cost maybe €150, do I need to upgrade to one of these, if at all?
Well, the battery life is way, way better on this one. So it's like, as they iterate the Fitbits, they just get better and better. What they can do, you know, gets better. They last longer. With this one, you've got things like you can get on-screen coaching. You can use your Fitbit to pay for things using, it's kind of like the Apple Pay style thing, which I'm not one of those banks, so I couldn't use it. You can put loads of music onto it and listen with headphones that connect via Bluetooth as well, I think. So it also picks up when you're automatically, you know, if you're kind of running along, if you want to do a run and you just start running, you don't have to press anything telling it you're exercising. It picks that up as well. So it's all the bells and whistles on top of the original Fitbit stuff.
Is it waterproof?
This one is waterproof, and I didn't test that because I was afraid in case I'd break it. I took it off and I went into the shower even. So it's got everything, I think, that back in the day when people first had the Fitbits, and I have a much older Fitbit, the Charge HR, that, you know, all the stuff I kind of would have wanted on it, you now have on the Fitbit Ionic. So that's why you're spending a lot more money on it. If you're somebody who's obsessed with stats and data, like, I love the sleep tracking on it. I can wake up in the morning and be like, I, you know, deep sleep for 2 hours, you
yeah,
know.
But hold on,
I love that
do
stuff.
That on my phone. Literally, the app connects
yeah.
to
yeah,
my phone.
Yeah, I also
so,
have that yeah. too, which is yeah. really sad. But yeah, so you do have that, but...
Yeah,
well,
I've become obsessive about my active minutes per day and yeah. about how many steps I take per day, having the minimum targets I must meet.
Yes, and this
does
beep every hour.
The dog gets extra walks at night because of it.
It's a really good way of forcing you to exercise. It beeps every hour and it's like 250 steps left today and or in this hour. So you're like, okay, I'll go, you know, get some water from the water cooler. So it does force you to be active, and you do start, you know, you're like, I forgot to put this on this morning because I had a late night, and, you know, it says I've probably about 1,000 steps. So now I'm under the pressure now of trying to kind of catch up. So it's for somebody, I think, who does a lot of exercise or really wants to exercise more and is willing to wear it. It's quite chunky. It does it quite big and quite obvious as well on your wrists.
Days of battery life. Just
yeah,
goes on
it really lasts for ages. Yeah, I've charged it once, maybe twice
really.
In the last 4 or 5 days.
That's important.
Yeah.
You used something I was supposed to use and didn't get a chance to over the weekend for various reasons, Andy, a bread maker.
Oh, man, I was so looking forward to Cooper's Cakes.
Didn't make anything. I didn't even take it out of the box.
Launching as a brand. Panasonic make these really cool bread makers. Actually, I think this is probably a really nice present. I think it's €289.
Ooh.
And, but it has 37 bake and dough programs, including gluten-free pasta and various cake modes. Nice glass control panel on it, which is very, very clever. Dual and ambient temperature sensor, so it does both. And a yeast and raisin nut dispenser.
Oh,
now,
fancy Dan.
What about that? So I think you have missed out.
I actually haven't. I'm really sorry now that I didn't take it out of the box and use it.
So it would have been great fun. But you know, it's one of those things.
Hold on, do you actually bake in the actual machine?
Yeah.
You don't actually use your oven,
no,
do you?
No, it's the machine. Yeah,
so you just like put flour into it. And it works.
Well, no, I haven't. I haven't used it. But what I love about it is the specs. And I've seen this. I think. And look, Kitchen Tech took a long time to come into the smart world, and we got these weighing scales. They were useful. Something like this. I mean, I don't cook. I don't bake. But I'm going to start potentially.
I thought you were going to take, you know, a loaf of bread, you know, from underneath the desk here, cakes. I'm so disappointed.
Actually, I was supposed to do
guys.
That.
Merry Christmas
cheese.
To us.
Okay, and you've one other thing. Last year, I ended up buying a sound station or whatever you got. Sorry?
The Libertone.
Libertone, because of your recommendation, the Libertone Zip. You have a different one here, the Bose Color Soundlink.
The Color Soundlink, so much smaller than the one you bought and also cheaper, €140. Bose have made, but kind of reinvented themselves from high-end sound systems with this. And I mean, what's great about it, wireless, up to 8 hours of battery life out of it. Very easy to set up. It has really good wireless range, so Bluetooth range is about 30 feet. And, you know, low vibration, and yet it manages to get good, pumpy, bassy volume. So, you know, it's sort of a student or a holiday product, but really nice. It comes in various colours as well.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, Aoife Barry from thejournal.ie, and Brian Lloyd, who of course from entertainment.ie. He'll be back tomorrow night with the movies for us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.